You're listening to Destiny Podcast. Live your call, fulfill your destiny.
My name is Pastor Jill, and in behalf of Pastor Carlo and Pastor Shalene, I am privileged to be the one to share the Word of God with you this afternoon. And as you know, we have been doing a series on hashtag unshakable, right? Can you say that with me? Unshakable. Now, one more time with power, unshakable. Amen. So we've been doing that series because we recognize that we are in a time and a season where it is so easy to be shaken. Amen. Now, there's a verse. Last week, Pastor Carlo shared two things why God allows shakings to happen. And the first thing he mentioned was God allows shaking to happen to remove what can be shaken. Now, there are things in our life that needs to be removed. And God allows the shakings to expose the things na kailangan tanggalin, kailangan bawasan, kailangan mawala. Secondly, he mentioned that God allows shakings to show the things that are meant to remain. Now, may mga bagay that can only prove to be firm foundation when shakings happen. And today, I would like to share in that line of thought. And as we start, let me share this verse with you in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. It says here, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Three things that remain forever: faith, hope, and love. And I will continue in that line of thought, no? Talking about unshakable hope. Unshakable hope. So let's continue with that. And I entitle this message, When Hope is Lost. When Hope is Lost. Have you ever experienced that in your life? No, moments in your life where it feels like everything is hopeless, like things are so dark, so bleak. No, you're starting to question, is there a future, bright future waiting for me? And I started pondering on this idea, when hope is lost, around 2 weeks ago, because I received this call from one of our parents in school. So she gave me a call. Actually, she messaged me, Teacher Jill, can we talk? And this was our parent, I think 2 years or 3 years ago. So hindi namin siya current student ngayon. No, so we haven't been in contact for 2 or 3 years already. Tapos suddenly she messaged me, Teacher Jill, can we talk? So tinawagan ko siya and I talked to her, Mommy, yes, how can I help you po? And then she started telling me, Teacher, I don't know what to do. Kasi yung anak ko, which was my former student, he was crying and crying and crying. And then he was telling me, Mommy, I want to go back to school. Mommy, I want to meet my friends. Mommy, I want to play outside. Tapos iyak siya ng iyak, and they cannot fully explain to him na, anak, bawal pa, hindi pa pwede. So I was talking with this parent, encouraging her, helping her, giving her some ideas. And I started pondering about that. No, I started thinking about that. Na kung yung mga bata, they're going through that psychological challenge. Yung mga bata, they're experiencing that turmoil within. No, labas na sila, but they cannot. Gusto nila i-meet yung friends nila, but they cannot. If children are going through that, how much more the adults? Right? No, yung mga bata, atat ng makipaglaro with their friends. And her son was even telling her, Mommy, talaga bang hindi na ako babalik dun sa school? Talaga bang hindi ko na makakaplay yung mga friends ko? And he was really crying. You know what? I just started thinking about that. When hope is lost, what are we supposed to do? No, how are we supposed to navigate when the reality is up there on our faces? No, and the problem with hopelessness is it brings a cycle of defeat. No, when you have that feeling of hopelessness, it brings a cycle of defeat. No, can you show that slide? No, ano ba yung mga kasama ng hopelessness? Hopelessness brings about apathy and complacency. And then connected siya with being inactive and being indifferent. And it's also connected with being disappointed and being bitter. No, may mga pinsan siya, may mga kapatid si hopelessness, may mga pinsan siya. It brings you to that cycle of defeat, cycle of despair, cycle of anguish, cycle of sadness. And if we cannot break through from that, it would be so hard to live our lives carrying that baggage with us. Amen? It would be so hard to be carrying that heavy load in our back. Today, let's pray that God will deliver us from any hopelessness. Today, let's pray that God will set us free from any oppression of darkness. That God will set us free from any heaviness of heart. Amen? So let's backtrack lang a little bit. No? Ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng hope? Why should we fight for hope? Why should we pursue hope? Why should we persevere until that hope is firmly planted in our hearts? No, ano ba ibig sabihin ng hope? Hope is the act or the state of expecting or to wait in expectation. Are you still at that point in your life where you're expecting great things to happen? No, pagbukas mo ng pintuan, minsan yung first thought natin, nako, baka mahawaan ako ng COVID, ng virus. We're expecting the worst already. Paglabas mo, like pagdating ko dito sa center, naturally, talagang nag-spray-spray ako. Spray ko yung mesa, ni-spray ko yung mga upuan, nagpunas-punas ako. And I realized, I was expecting the worst. Pero hope is different. Hope is you're expecting that great things will happen. That good things will come about. Na ano pa, hope is having an expectant mental attitude. You're looking forward to something good, strong belief that something good will happen. Amen. I pray that God will enable us to live a hopeful life every single day. No crisis would stop that hope when God plants it in our heart. Pero yun eh, reality is, we lose that sense of expectation. Tama ba? No, we lose that sense of expectation, lalo na if we have been failed by many people many times. No, for example, I remember there was this moment in my life when we were still young. Yung dad ko kasi he is a pastor. And madaming nag-visit sa house namin. And may mga inside conversation ako with my siblings. So we would think na, yan, may problem. Either may problema, kaya pumunta sa bahay. Or mangungutang, kaya pupunta sa bahay. So medyo na-ingrain yung ganong thought in my mind, unconsciously. So growing up, every time may lalapit na tao sa akin, I would always think, nako, mangungutang yata to. But it's not a right mindset, right? Hindi tama yon. The Lord had to renew my mind na people don't come to me para mangutang lang. They come to me because they want to be friends with me. Right? But yun eh, it's a problem. When we have been failed many times, we start to think that the next person that comes along will fail us again. No? Or may term tayong, ano ba yan? Paulit-ulit na lang. No? Ever said that? No? Or, yan na naman. No? Or what do you expect? No? What do you expect? No, ganyan talaga siya. Huwag ka nang mag-expect. Okay, so we hear that. Or yung term na, hindi, paasa lang yan. Ano, paasa, nagbigay ng promise sa'yo, but then the promise was not fulfilled. No? Or yung term na, napaso na. No, napaso ka na. No, natuto ka na. No, so because of these failed expectations, we settle for what is predictable. We settle for the average. We settle for the low-risk dreams, no? A safe life, a comfortable life, a convenient life. And we stop dreaming for big dreams. We start aiming for more. Kasi nga, napaso na ako eh, natuto na ako eh. Sana natuto tayo, and then we began to dream bigger dreams. Kaya lang, ayan na, natuto na ako eh. So we step back, and we stop to get out of our comfort zone. Amen. So today, let us look at one story in the Bible of a woman who lost hope, but then she journeyed towards regaining her hope. So what I'll be sharing with you today, hindi siya masyadong popular character in the Bible, but I really like this woman. And around 2 weeks ago, this has been my meditation. So today, we're going to look to look at the story of a woman named Naomi. Naomi. And her story is found in the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Okay, can you open with me there? Ruth, chapter 1. Okay, usually the book of Ruth is very popular for the love story of Ruth and Boaz. No, syempre, alam natin yan, mga singles, praying for our Boaz. But for today, we're not going to look at the love story. We're going to look at the story of Naomi, okay? Si Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth. So, tingnan natin. Ruth chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3. Read with me. It says here, in the days when the judges ruled, there was famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah, and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died. And Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. So imagine that. No, this is just like how many verses? 5 verses. First 5 verses of Ruth chapter 1. And we are given, parang may pasabog agad. No? Grabe tong writer ng book na to. Talagang first 5 chapters, may pasabog na siya agad. Na very intense yung happening sa life ni Naomi. No? 5 verses pa lang, we're given a brief summary of her tragic life. Nouna, there was famine in the land. And maybe some of you are experiencing that right now. No, unemployed, looking for a job, having a failed business, hindi enough yung pasahod sa'yo. No, maybe you're experiencing some kind of famine. Okay, so yun yung first experience nila, famine in the land. And the challenge is, because of the famine in the land, the family decided, hindi, lipat tayo sa ibang lugar. Maybe there's greener pastures in the other side. Lipat tayo sa Moab. Mukhang okay yung economy doon. Lipat tayo. So the family decided to move to a foreign country, maybe hoping that things will get better. Maybe hoping that things will be brighter for them. Maybe hoping na it's a greener pasture. Pero you know, when you move to another place, it does not mean that the problem does not move together with you. Hindi assurance yon. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin sa problem, bye-bye, lipat akong Cebu, bye-bye, lipat akong ibang church, bye-bye, lipat akong ibang leader. Not necessarily. Your geography will not necessarily tell you that you're free from the problem you're facing now. No, so yun yung nangyari sa kanila. They moved to a foreign country. New people, new culture, new language. And we will see that the downward spiral of her life did not stop there. No, what happened next? Her husband died. Tragic. No, in a foreign land. In a new country with new people. And then the man that you trust, pillar of strength, haligi ng tahanan, he died. No? One hopeless situation after another. After her husband died, it was mentioned there, her sons married Moabite women. And if you know your Bible, you know the history of Israel, that's a big no-no. God specifically gave them a command. You cannot intermarry from the other nations. So just imagine the heartache of Naomi. Nako, sino kaya tong minary ng mga anak ko? Moabite women. And not only that, on the fifth thing that happened, both sons died. So she's now left in a foreign land with foreign people in a foreign culture all by herself. No husband, no children. Naomi is a picture of a woman who has lost hope. No, maybe we can say, hindi, deserve niya yon. Consequence of her action yan. Kasi umalis naman siya sa Israel eh. Maybe you can say that. We don't really know. Or maybe we can just say, God allowed it. God allowed that season. God allowed it to happen in her life to maybe teach her something. We don't really know the reason for everything that happened with Naomi. But the fact of the matter remains, this woman is living a life on a downward spiral. A woman who's losing her hope. And maybe, just maybe, you're in that situation of your life right now. Siguro hindi kasing intense ni Naomi that you lost your family, you lost your everything. Pero maybe you have that sense of hopelessness in you. There is that darkness pressing down on you. Like when you wake up in the morning, there's that feeling of dread at the pit of your stomach. I can relate to that. I've experienced that. Napagising mo pa lang, parang, oh my God, anong mangyayari sa araw na to? Like that dread at the pit of your stomach. Or when you're going outside, there's that heaviness in your heart na hindi mo ma-explain, bakit ganito? No, you love the Lord, you believe the Lord, but why am I going through this? No, it's a journey that we have to go through and we have to allow the Lord to bring breakthrough in our life. So right now, I want to tell you this afternoon, if you're that person experiencing hopelessness, today I pray that the light of God will shine upon your life. I pray that God will give you that freedom and that breakthrough. If you're that person experiencing some kind of depression, heaviness in your heart, I pray today God will supernaturally set you free in Jesus' name. Amen. So three things. Now let me end with three things. How can we journey towards regaining our hope? Paano ba tayo mag-journey towards that? And the first part is this. Now, looking from the life lesson of Naomi. Ruth chapter 1 verse 6. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. I like verse 6. I like this verse. It's a glimmer of hope compared to the first five verses of Ruth chapter 1. And the first point that I would like to share, journey towards regaining hope. First point, return home. Can you say that with me? Return home. Return home. Kailangan mo lang umuwi. Kung saan ka dapat umuwi. Uwi ka sa bahay nyo. Huwag kang lumabas. Sa classroom may batas. Uwi ka lang. No, return home. I like verse 6 because it gives us a picture that finally, Naomi had a realization. Ano bang ginagawa ko dito sa Moab? Hindi ako belong dito. Finally, she had that realization na hindi ako pang Moab eh. Pang Bethlehem ako. Uuwi ako doon. Return home. Now, of all the wrong decisions that they made as a family, finally, this is one decision that's very right, on point. And maybe some of you just need to make that decision right now. Decision to return home. No, and what does this mean? No, it talks about going back to your roots. Ano ba yung roots mo? Going back to the core of who you are. Ano ba yung identity mo? It talks about picking up where you left off. Maybe may iniwan ka, may kinalimutan ka, may tinalikuran ka. It talks about picking it up and going back to where you used to be. And I want to emphasize, ano ba yung true home natin? Our true home is not actually a physical place na may roof, merong bedroom. It's not actually a physical place. But a home talks about the place where we experience God. Home is actually in the presence of God, in the arms of God. Now remember the story of the prodigal son? Naalala niyo ba yon? The story of the prodigal son? No, the prodigal son left his father's house because he was thinking, the grass is greener outside. If I will experience the pleasures of the world, I will experience satisfaction, joy, fulfillment, life to the full. YOLO! So yun yung nasa mind ng prodigal son eh. The grass is greener on the other side. But when he went to the world and left the father's house, he realized, oh my goodness, what have I been missing? Akala ko this is what will satisfy me. But it's not what will bring me satisfaction after all. Tingnan natin, Luke chapter 15, verse 17. Let's look there. Now this was the time when the prodigal son who left the father's house had a realization. No, Luke 15, verse 17. But when he came to himself, when he realized, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. See that picture? When the prodigal son decided to return home. No, nung in-embrace siya nung father. May mga excuses pa siya, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. No, ano yung reaction ng father sa kanya? Ikaw kasi! Ba't ka kasi umalis ng bahay? Ikaw kasi! Kasalanan mo yan lahat! Ayan! Na-experience mo na ngayon! The consequence of it! Sometimes we're expecting that when we come to God, He approaches us with a list of all our sins and all our faults and all our mistakes and all our weaknesses. Right? Ako, I'm guilty of that. Minsan ayaw natin lumapit kay Lord kasi alam mo eh, nagkamali ka eh. Alam mong nag-fail ka eh. Alam mong may ginawa kang nakakahiya. Lord, sorry Lord. And we think that's how God looks at us. Pero from this picture, how did the father embrace the prodigal son? He embraced him. And habang, just picture this. No? Habang nag, sorry talaga dad. The father will say, shh, okay na anak. Okay na, alam ko na yan. Forgiven ka na. Amen? That's how God looks at you. Not during the past 4 months, you've just been staying at home. Nobody knows what you've been doing. Nobody knows the sin that you've been compromising in. Just return home. Return home. Come to the Lord. He's not ready with a list of your sins and your faults and your weaknesses. He's just ready to say, anak, you're forgiven. Amen. I think that's one of the best decisions that Naomi made. Minsan we think, I'm too dirty. Like my sin, Pastor? If you know my sin, Pastor, mandidiri ka talaga. Maybe you're thinking that. Too dirty. Or maybe you think, I'm too broken. Nako ate, pag alam mo lang yung nangyari sa akin, wasak na wasak yung puso ko. Di na to kayang mabago. But God knows. And God is just saying, return home. Return home. Maybe you're thinking, I'm too addicted. Lugmok na ako sa kasalanan, te. Kuya, di ko na kayang umahon dito. I'm too addicted already. No hope for me. Just return home, my friend. No, you're too guilty. Too far away. Ang layo ko na eh. I've lost my faith. Wala na, ang layo na. Hindi na ako makakabalik sa dati. On fire. I want to tell you right now. Just return home to the Lord. The Father is waiting for you. Amen? No, akala natin the grass is greener on the other side. But the truth is, when the Lord is my shepherd, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Yes! No, ano yung naging consequence nung sin ni Naomi when they left home? No, in Ruth chapter 1 verse 20, sabi ni Naomi, "Don't call me Naomi," he told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. No, and I just want to touch on this part a little bit. Sometimes we think that we can leave the Lord, turn our backs on God, and think there's no consequence. The reality is there will be consequence. I left empty. I left full. I came back empty. That is one consequence of sin. And if you are experiencing that right now, I implore you, return to the Lord. Come back to the Lord. He's just one prayer away, one call away, one luhod away. Amen. Amen. The prodigal son was deceived into thinking that being out in the world is more pleasurable and more satisfying than being in the Father's house. This is a lie, lie, lie. It's a lie. True satisfaction is when you go back to your Father's house. Go back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Whew. Let's just digest that a little bit. Whew. Amen. Second part. First, return home. Second, in our journey towards regaining our hope. Second is renew our covenant. Renew covenant. And we see that in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 to 19. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 to 19. But Ruth replied. Now this is what Ruth said to Naomi. Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her to leave. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. So this talks about renewing our covenant with the people that God has placed in our heart, especially with men and women of God. No, because hopelessness makes you think that you are alone, that nobody understands, that you are a failure. Relate ba kayo? Or ako lang ba yung ganon? Like you feel like you're so alone and nobody understands and ikaw lang yung may ganong pinagdadaanan. No, hopelessness whispers that you isolate yourself. No, to be honest, I had some kind of that experience, March, April. But I'm just so thankful to God for surrounding me with people who check on me. No, I remember there was this one particular day, particular week, I was just really down around March, really down with what is going on with the COVID-19. And out of the blue, Pastor Carlo messaged me. No, usually, he doesn't message me like that. No? He just messaged me, Jill, how are you? Usually, he doesn't message. Kasi, well, we see each other naman every week before the COVID-19 crisis. Out of the blue, he messaged me. And what a breath of fresh air to know, wow, my leader is thinking about me and I know my leader is praying for me. No, because hopelessness will make you think I'm alone. It makes you tell everybody, don't touch me. Social distancing tayo. I don't care. Don't come to me. Don't hug me. Just stay where you are. No, that's hopelessness. So it's very important in your journey to surround yourself with people who will bring you closer to the Lord. Whose voices are whispering in your ears? Who are you listening to? Who is influencing you? Sino? Because those people surrounding you and those people that you are listening to, they will influence how you think, how you feel, how you behave, how you decide, how you live your life. So the second part talks about renewing covenant, of course, with God. And secondly, renewing covenant with men and women of God. Maybe some of you, hindi ko kayo pinapatamaan ha, pero tinitira ko kayo. Maybe, hindi ka na nagpaparamdam sa leader mo. It's time. Give them a message. Give them a call. Open up your life. Hindi ka nila matutulungan if you will not open up to them. Hindi ka nila mag-guide. Hindi ka nila maka-counsel. Kapag hindi mo bubuksan yung buhay mo at i-allow mo sila to speak to your life. Allow them to minister to you. Even allow them to rebuke you, to correct you, to expose you. That's part of our covenant as a church, as men of God. Now, si Ruth, she became a huge help in Naomi's journey towards hope. Usually, yung verse na binasa ko kanina, where you go, I will go, where you stay, I will stay. Usually, this is used as a verse in mga weddings, right? I mean, usually, dyan siya patok, no? Talagang maganda tong gawing, anong tawag sa ganon, EJ? Yung pag nagbabaw? Oh, basta yun, wala pa kasi kami experience sa ganon eh. Ayan, yung mga panata, yung vow between the man and the woman. Usually maganda to, no? I-memorize nyo to in the future pag kinasal kayo. Camille, i-memorize mo, Camille. So usually this is used in weddings. Pero if we're going to look at the context, it's actually used in the context of covenant friendship, covenant sisterhood, covenant family. Amen? Hindi lang siya limited sa mga weddings. Let's decide to journey with men and women of God. But at the same time, let's also decide to journey with the hopeless. Imagine si Ruth. Grabe yung ginive up niya just to be with Naomi. To think na hindi niya naman kaano-ano si Naomi. Her husband already died. Siya actually, hopeless case din siya. Kasi widow siya. But she decided, out of her selflessness, to walk alongside Naomi. She decided, hopeless na nga siya, pero she decided to walk alongside somebody who is also hopeless. And they journeyed life together. Can you be that kind of friend who will stick closer than a brother? Can you be that kind of friend who will pursue and fight and pray for those who have decided to be prodigal sons? Can you be that kind of person? Can we be that kind of church? Na kahit sabihin niya saying, ayoko na dyan. Ayoko na sa church niyo. Ayoko na kay Jesus. But then your decision will be, ay bahala ka dyan. Are we like that? No. Dapat yung reaction natin, okay. 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 But you cannot stop me from praying for you. You cannot stop me from messaging you. You cannot stop me from loving you. So kahit sabihin mo na ayoko na sa church, that's on them. But for my part, I will love you no matter what. I will believe for your life. I will fight for you in prayer. Kahit pagbawalan mo kung ipag-pray ka, no, iluluhod kita kay Jesus hanggang bumalik ka sa Kanya. Amen? Renew covenant to our life group leaders. Have you given up on your disciples? Sana hindi. Let's fight for them. Let's renew covenant with them. Covenant talks about that bond, unbreakable bond, to love unconditionally as the Lord enables us. To the parents who are listening, are you still determined to fight for your children? Or pinaubaya mo na sila sa sistema? Bahala na siya, matanda na siya, kaya nang magdesisyon. Or are we still on our knees, believing God, Lord, my son, my daughter will serve you. To our fathers, happy Father's Day. To our fathers, are you still determined to raise up your family in the ways of God? Maybe let's renew our covenant. Where I go, they will go. My God will be their God. Amen. Number one, return home. Number two, renew covenant. And lastly, number three, remember His word. Now, what does this mean, remember His word? Now, this talks about Naomi and Ruth holding on to the word that Boaz gave them. No, ano ba yon? Let's go. Medyo technical lang tong part na to a little bit, pero please bear with me para lang meron tayong proper context. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, it says here, her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I work with today is Boaz." So ayan, na-introduce na si Boaz. Pero take note, we're not going to talk about love story today, ha? Next time na lang. Si Naomi muna bida. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead," she added. "That man is our close relative. He is one of our guardian redeemers." Okay, so from Moab, they traveled back to Bethlehem, to Israel. And when they were in Israel, si Ruth, she started gleaning in the fields. No, so she started working. No, i-simplify na lang na. She started working. And to her surprise, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz. And may term dito si Naomi. Sabi niya, "Oh, si Boaz, he is our guardian redeemer." And anong ibig sabihin ng guardian redeemer or kinsman redeemer? No, anong significance noon? No, in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5 to 6, God gave a specific instruction to the nation of Israel. No, quickly lang, let's read this. Deuteronomy 25, 5 to 6. "If brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel." So yung guardian redeemer, merong responsibility on his shoulder. And the responsibility is he has to help the widow by marrying her, and yung first child that they will bear, or the child born to the widow, will be considered the son of the dead man, thus preserving his name. So napakahalaga na if you're a widow during their time, if you're a widow, kailangan hanapin mo yung guardian redeemer mo. So they have to look for their guardian redeemer because he is the one, some kind of like, he's the one who will rescue them. The guardian redeemer is like a beacon of hope. Siya yung rescuer doon sa widow. So when Naomi realized, "Oy, si Boaz, guardian redeemer natin," I bet there was hope that stirred in her heart. And the good thing is, Boaz was a good man. No, he was a good man. Kung titingnan natin dito sa Ruth chapter 3, verse 11 to 13, ano yung response ni Boaz when he met Ruth? No, his response, I don't want to take responsibility. No, actually, hindi. Boaz was a good man, and this is how he responded. Ruth chapter 3, verse 11 to 13. "And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another who is more closely related than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty as your guardian redeemer, good, let him redeem you. Let him help you, let him rescue you. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it." So we see here that Boaz gave his word. And what was his word? If the other guardian redeemer will not do it, I will do it. If he is not willing, I will do it. Ano yung word ni Boaz? "Don't be afraid. I will do all that you ask." Boaz gave his word, and his word brought hope to Naomi. Kaya sa verse 18, sabi ni Naomi, then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. For the man will not rest until the matter is settled today." And right now, I want to just give us a picture of hope when we hold on, not just to the words of men. Kung si Naomi nga eh, pinanghawakan niya yung word ni Boaz. How much more tayo? Kailangan panghawakan natin yung word of God. Amen! No, sabi ni Boaz, don't be afraid. I will do all that you ask. Alam niyo bang sinabi din niya ni Jesus? That when we come to Him, when we ask of Him, ask, seek, and knock, He will hear us. Hold on to the word. Hold on to His word. Remember the words that God has given you. Sabi ni Naomi, the man will not rest until the matter is settled today. Maybe that can also be a reflection of God. That God will not rest until His promise over your life is fulfilled. Can you say that with me? God will fulfill His promise. God will fulfill it. He does not lie. He does not fake it. Whatever He promised, He will fulfill it. Don't be afraid. He will redeem you and He will rescue you. Maybe you're desiring provision for your family, salvation for your loved ones, promotion for your life, healing from any sickness. No, you're single, you desire to be married. You're married, you desire to have children. God will not rest until His promise is fulfilled. God will not rest until His promise for your life is fulfilled. So my question is, what word are you holding on? Ano yung pinahawakan mo na word? What is it? Baka naman ang pinahawakan mo, promises from people. Take note, if people promise, it will be broken. But when God promises something, He will surely fulfill it. Amen. Let's just pause for a moment. Namnamin mo lang yon. When God gives a promise, remember His promises to you. Remember and hold on to it. And let me end with this part. How did Naomi's story end? From a woman who lost her husband, who lost her two sons, lived in a foreign land, seems like a hopeless case. How did her story end? Now, eventually, Boaz, Ruth chapter 4, verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The woman said to Naomi, praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you with a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given birth. Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. And the women living there said, Naomi has a son! And they named him Obed. Tingnan niyo yung genealogy, ha? They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Wow! A woman who was on a downward spiral lost her hope, but regained her hope by the grace of God. Amen! Return home. Renew your covenant. And what's the third part? Remember His word. Remember. You know, looking back in my life, there are at least two moments when I felt that darkness. At least two. No, madaming moments actually, pero siguro at least two quickly lang. The first one, probably with the time I got heartbroken. No, gusto niyo ba na picture? Joke lang. That was probably years ago already. Pero I can recall, no? I remember the boy, but I don't remember the feelings anymore. Pero I can recall yung moment na like, I was in my room. Tapos umiiyak ako. Ayokong marinig ng mga housemates ko yung iyak. So, I would put a pillow on my face. Tapos iyak ako, I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! Tapos maya-maya, I love you! I love you! Like crazy, right? Crazy. For me, that was a dark moment. No, I remember we even had one meeting. I think, EJ, you were there. We had one leaders meeting, I think, sa Tagaytay pa yun. So we had this leader. I don't actually know the exact happening. Basta ang naalala ko lang, during our meeting, nag-breakdown ako. Like, hagulgol ako ng grabe yung iyak ko. Hagulgol. Nasa bag of beans kami noon. And it was a dark moment for me. But this one, I'm so sure of. Even if you're in a dark place right now, you can always hold on to the Lord. And you're always sure that God will hold on to you. He will hold you. Akala mo ikaw yung kumakapit kay Lord. Actually, hindi eh. Si Lord yung kumakapit sa'yo, hinahawakan kanya, tinutulungan kanya. Behind the scenes, you don't know it, but He's working things out. Second incident that I felt that darkness during my first year as a businesswoman. First year. So I started testifying to people. God gave me this business, etc., etc. I was so proud of myself for having that achievement. But then around 8 months into the business, my first business, 8 months, bankrupt. And I experienced that darkness again. Like, nakakahiya, nagte-testify pa naman ako. But not only that, ano ba yan, Jill? And actually, I got bankrupt at that time because of my poor decisions. Okay, sana kung I can blame somebody, but it was actually my poor decisions because of my immaturity. No, hindi pa ako marunong mag-marketing, hindi pa ako marunong mag-publicize ng mga products or whatever. And I felt that darkness once again. Darkness. Like, I don't want to live anymore. But from that dark pit, God raised me up. Day after day after day after day, His light shone through in that dark pit. And with His grace, He enabled me to rise up. Let me end with one final verse. Psalms chapter 37, verse 23 to 24. It says here, the Lord, can you read it with me? Read together with me. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who... Oh wait, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall. For the Lord holds them by the hand. Wow! God's word is so good, more precious than gold. He delights in every detail of your life. And though you stumble, you will not fall. For the Lord holds them by the hand. Can we just pray right now? If you're there in your houses, you're there in your homes, can you just begin to raise your hand to God? No, or kung nahihiya kang itaas yung kamay mo, just put it down. But just surrender to the Lord. Lord, my hope is almost gone. Lord, I'm in a dark place right now. Or maybe you're not in a dark place, but you're just struggling. Just begin to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm struggling. Please help me. Please rescue me. Some of you, you just need to return home to the Father. Just tell Him right now, Lord, I want to return home. I want to return home. Bring me back. Thank you, Lord. And right now, in your homes, just if you don't have a relationship with Jesus yet, can you just follow me in this simple prayer? Lord, forgive me for all my sins. I need you in my life. Rescue me. Save me. Deliver me. change me. And starting today, I will follow you. I will love you. And I will serve you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's just enter into a time of worship for a moment.
Even when I'm not your faithful, even when I doubt your truth holds, even when I'm lost, you won't let me go. When my heart is dry, your grace flows. No matter where I run, I'm not far from home. Yeah, maybe weak, but you're able. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Even when I doubt your truth holds. Even when I'm lost, you won't let me go. Whoa. When my heart is dry, your grace flows. No matter where I run, I'm not far from home. Yeah, maybe weak, but you're able. Even when I'm faithful. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Come on, sing it out. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I hide from your face? Where can I flee from your presence? Where would I go? Where would I go? If I rise to the heavens, you're with me. If I fall to the depths of the sea, even then your hand is with me. Where would I go? Wherever I go? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I hide from your can I flee from your presence? Where would I go? Where would I go? If I rise from the heavens to heaven, if I fall through the depths of the sea, even then it's the end of me. Wherever I go, wherever I go, even when I'm not your faithful, even when I doubt your truth, even when I'm lost, you won't let me go. When my heart is dry, your grace flows. No matter where I run, I'm not far from home. Yeah, maybe weak, but you're able. Even when I'm not, you're faithful.
Right now, I just want to talk specifically to those people that you have disconnected yourself. The past 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, you disconnected yourself. You have not been messaging your leader. Invisible mode ka ngayon. I challenge you. Take that first step. Message your leader, Ate, I need help. Simple message like that. Ate, Kuya, I need prayer. Pastor, I'm struggling. It talks about just opening yourself, taking that first step to return home. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that.
You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app or log on to www.destinychurch.ph/give.